Oh, hey, kids.
Hey, hey, Mr. Demetrius.
Are you ready for another amazing tape from my private archive?
I don't have time for this chicken shit bullshit.
There is a good possibility we can change your life.
What's your name?
Satire.
You're a funny guy.
You know just how to make them happy.
And they're so happy that someone's there to listen.
You're gonna listen to
this shocking,
very unpleasant,
terrible noise.
You'll like it.
And we'll help you
face a painful situation or a difficult situation.
It was the worst thing he could do.
This laughter is physically dangerous.
Listen carefully.
Take cover as soon as tactically feasible. That was the beginning.
Oh, God, what do you mean?
In other words, you don't give up ground control until you have air control.
I must apologize for that, Council Housenick.
And we have some other little added bonuses today, so let me bring the announcer on right now, and he'll explain how you can
smoke cigars and stay up late.
Here's our announcer.
Doors opening and closing, telephones ringing, buzzers wag over there. Our turntables consist chiefly of two arms, which we play two parts of one record at the same time to sound.
Do you understand everything so far?
Yes, General. I understand.
Nothing personal, sir, but, you know, you do speak a little strangely.
Why don't you just make believe that you're going to a big fire?
Sorry, we just took an imaginary trip to the moon.
On an acid trip.
Excuse me a moment, but there's something climbing up your table.
It's an alien.
It'll keep you and your family safe.
Then why did it try to bite me when I wasn't looking?
Never bite or kick. Not even in play.
Well, unless you're a clone.
Yes, I am.
So are we.
The result of science's attempt to produce a non-addictive
stool softener capsule.
Resulting from sexual feelings while you sleep.
And look at this.
What is it, Lieutenant?
Vibrator, maybe?
With good batteries.
Right, with good batteries.
Just insert the batteries and you're ready to give a demonstration no child can resist.
Up and down, little short vibrating strokes like before.
Stretch it as tight as you can.
Or if you can,
see what may be strapped to the body.
A giant dildo.
I always wear it when I'm riding my bike.
Everybody hold up your hand like this.
These are the hand signals for bike riders.
Now I'll show you the
middle finger.
We salute you.
It's Sears 3-day salute to
rude gestures.
I'm not saying we'll never have sex. What I am saying is that
you're in big trouble.
And many people hold Batman responsible.
Look over there in the corner, Batman.
That's me in the corner. That's me.
Running around nude.
And he wants to take a picture of Fred.
Then take a
naked picture of your mom.
I think we should have lots of copies made and given to everyone in the class.
What an interesting idea, said Cheer Bear.
All right. I'll make up a bunch of them.
While practicing basketball, this boy gets invited to go
display macabre graffiti and gruesome mutilations in public places.
Presented to the public service by the
giant cloud of gas.
Mm.
Feelings of music inside of people.
And don't forget that all-important
toilet paper
to turn brown in color.
One of the ways you can check is to pick up the phone and call and just ask the funeral home in your community.
What do you want on your tombstone?
One cheeseburger and fries.
Maybe you'd rather have pastrami.
I'd rather have Jesus than
real cream deodorant
in soup, salad, desserts. Why even take it straight?
All of a sudden, there isn't a straight man in the crowd.
And he went straight to sleep.
They had to wake him up so they could explain about the bluebird.
I've been visiting with an 8-year-old friend of mine who woke me up recently.
All right, lock him up.
We went to Oklahoma State Prison.
For a whole week as punishment.
And we do not fulfill our responsibility to our customers.
Customers may choose what they want.
The fuck do you want?
The wonderful new Living Stretch Bra by Playtex.
Too bad.
But do you have a condom?
But what do you do if the customer's response is no?
Hit him forcefully on the back 4 times.
What does that prove?
The hope was to invent something that could do the same things that vacuum tubes do.
They probe your nose.
Pinch your nose closed for at least 10 minutes.
Uh-oh. Too late.
I reported that accident.
Now, would anyone believe that a pencil could cause an accident?
I think it's just common sense.
Accidents will happen. But like most advice, office safety isn't taken too seriously.
That's good. That's wonderful.
I'm very concerned about safety.
The National Safety Council says that
you will die.
There are lots of other things that help us to be safe.
Hey, what have you got?
These are the ugly sandals that lesbians wear.
You probably don't think about maxi pads very often.
Well, I do.
Why, for example, is a maxi pad flat when your body is curved?
Because it looks better that way.
Wouldn't a curved maxi make more sense?
Not this time, son.
Don't like it, eh?
No, I don't.
I can't bear it.
Gotta get going.